Podcast Rangers, gonna watch Amazon Season 2. Enter the Amazons! Now I know the words!
Hello, everyone. Here at Radio Sentai Cast Ranger, we love to crack open a cold one with the boys.
You took my joke and expanded upon it. Well done. Allow me to join you.
Yeah. Unlike you, we have beer cans in our hands.
Well, I have to drive everyone home.
Kanpai.
Kanpai.
Kanpai?
Kanpai.
Noble, clink with me over the internet.
Kanpai Senshin after five.
I mean, I have a plastic traveler's cup thingy. I can click the little tabby thing on
it's
top.
It's beer! Whatever, Gar.
Kanpai! Hopefully that was on.
Gar doesn't like Budweiser.
Budweiser is like the worst.
And it's beer. Good enough for me.
Would you believe me if I told you I'm drinking an orange soda?
Good job.
Good job, Noble.
What was that, Noble?
I'm drinking orange soda.
Orange energy.
Welcome to the Amazons, everybody. So, we've got all four of us here.
The episode that was kind of meh.
Me and Gar, we have beer. I went out and bought a six-pack of beer.
Okay.
We're gonna split it. So,
why?
Because Gar and I were just like thinking about the cracking open a cold one with the boys joke, and then
God damn it!
And then I said it at the start.
I know, but I didn't know that you specifically bought those just for the joke.
Yeah, but now we're gonna drink them. So,
fucking God.
There's the reaction I wanted.
You're gonna get Amazonly drunk because of our fucking God the show.
No, but I am.
See, I sound drunker than the rest of you, and I don't drink.
I can't wait for the Budweiser's why.
Budweiser's why.
Wow.
Listen here, you little shit.
We're not even talking about eggs, Aiden.
Yeah, let's...
Now, let's just have ourselves a little drinky-poo.
Mr. Leahy.
Randy.
Leahy.
We're talking about
Amazon Season 2, Episode W, Way to Nowhere. And, well, I like to think this episode went somewhere.
This episode kind of went nowhere until the end.
No. You know where this episode went? Right into the trash.
Wow.
This episode went all over the place. That's
actually
where it went.
Yeah, I noticed Gar didn't really like this episode much because he wasn't paying much attention to it.
I'll tell you where this episode didn't go. The Amazon.
It was kind of... I'll be honest, it was kind of a boring episode.
I mean,
really, the only things you needed to pay attention to was the one major fight and the thing at the end.
Well, okay, really first thing... Tachibana's apparently still alive.
Yeah,
survived his little bending maneuver.
The dude got straight up bent and apparently survived.
And he's in surgery for multiple compound fractures. So I'm like, okay.
They have to repair his dick!
But yeah.
He's gonna come back in one of those weird spider-legged wheelchair things from Wild Wild West.
Yes! Do it!
Did you like that movie?
Yes! I love that movie!
Tachibana's... Wait, what?
Wild Wild West!
Oh, yeah. No, it just means that Tachibana's gonna be new wheelchair guy.
Because wheelchair guy was laying down on the ground like he was on
his probably actual deathbed.
Yeah, because now he's laying in bed guy.
He's still trying to be Kogami.
He's Bedman.
He's Bedman.
Bedman!
No.
User of the bed.
So of course, because the 4C company lost like Tachibana for now, they don't have anyone to lead them. So apparently that makes Futamori next in line.
I guess they didn't foresee it. I'll leave.
Oh, that was actually a good one.
It's almost like they want us to make these jokes.
Probably.
So Shido's dying, Mamo's dying, they all get carried off and we don't see what fucking happens to them.
They go to Director Lady's place where she's been hiding out.
Oh.
Yeah, they take Mamo to the best vet in town.
Oh, you mean Sam? Sam the caveman?
And we literally see Mii Mizuki and Director Lady interacting for the first time since episode 2 of season 1. Hey, Mom, where's Haruka? I'm kind of worried. Shut up. Go do your homework. That was literally the only interaction they had. Until now.
Also, Noble.
Yes.
You know how I have that strange gift?
Yes.
It happened this week.
What'd you do?
Oh, did you predict about Nonoha?
Yeah. Okay. Basically, it's like, the point of origin was in there. It's like, point of origin. Chihiro's the point of origin.
That's what I was confused about, because, like, Haruka and Mizuki were like, yeah, the point of origin's in there. Wait, you mean Invisible-kun? No, it was Chihiro.
And then it's like...
Invisible-kun.
Yeah. It looked like an alien, so it's like, oh god, are the Amazons aliens?
No, I knew it was a jellyfish.
So, like, could season 3
I just thought about something. What? They didn't know that Chihiro was a point of origin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because they were...
Because when they were talking to Director Mizusawa, she told them, yeah, it's Chihiro, go kill him. Shit.
Yeah.
Fuck. But yeah, spoilers, Invisible Jellyfish Amazon was Nanoha.
Out of fucking nowhere!
I mean...
No, out of fucking bad CGI.
It has been... Okay, like, how?
It was fucking, way to nowhere!
This just, the title is terrible English for our reaction to its own plot twist.
Yep.
This come out of way to nowhere!
Oh, yeah, and then, like, I think the most...
Oh, I wasn't trying to be racist. Oh, hero!
The most saddening thing for me this episode was just, like, Fuku gets, like, a call from, like, the hospital where, like, his mom's staying at. And it's like, oh, hi, how's my mom doing? Thank you for taking care of her. Oh, she's gone.
Cut to shot of an empty armor's ozone whatever the fuck cooler.
Water cooler.
Oh, I see.
She's probably heading towards you now to find you. Literally right there in the road where he's driving. Looks over. Oh, welcome home, son. You just see that, like, he's just dead. Like, oh no.
By the way, apparently Fuku's first name is Kota.
Yep. But, like, that sucks.
Oh, man.
Like, he was doing all this to help his mother, and then just, oh.
So now the question has become, is he gonna put his own mother down, or is he just gonna give himself up to her?
I hope not.
I want him to give himself up to his own mother.
No, I hope he puts her down.
I kind of don't know how I want that to end up. I'm just going to wait and see. I'm just going to wait and foresee.
That sucks, though. That really sucks.
Okay, enough with those jokes.
But yeah, like, Fuku calls, like, 4C before, like, all that happens, and, like, he's like, oh, Funimori, like, what's going on? Not much, you know, we're just... We're just trying to clean up shit. Oh, by the way, can't send backup. A little low at the moment. I'm just like,
we've lost 19 people.
19.
It's Amazon.
Stop.
I kind of want him to put down his mom and then join the season 1 team, but just being completely cold, stone faced the entire time.
More so than he has been the entire show?
Yes, because now he literally has nothing to live for. Yeah. He was doing everything for his mother. Now he had to put down his mother.
That's exactly why I think he's going to give himself up to her, because it's like, I was doing this for mom, and now mom's an Amazon, so fuck me.
I feel like this
instead of nomming the mom, he's gonna get nommed by the mom.
He's gonna get mom nommed.
The season 1 cast, besides from Haruka, Jin, and Mizuki, have done fuck all.
I mean, Mamo led her Amazon revolution.
Mamo's Ulysses S. Mamo.
I feel sorry for them. Because they've literally done nothing to drive the plot.
And all Jin did was have sex, so...
That's a pretty good accomplishment.
You know what? There you go. That's why Nanoha's an Amazon, because when he fucking did her...
No, the question isn't why is she an Amazon. The question is, how did she survive Chihiro?
Maybe she fled.
Maybe the same reason why Chihiro is in fucking Captain Hook. Maybe she can regenerate too, since she's also a point of origin.
And the Fink, Jap.
I feel like that's what they'll go with.
Hang on.
Because technically speaking, Chihiro and her were one being for however long that gestation period was.
Good point.
Because of the because of the umbilical cord.
Yeah.
And Kurosaki, he's just like, no, I don't fucking care anymore. We're gonna kill you. We're gonna fucking kill you.
Oh wow.
What was the biker kid's name?
Nagase.
I was really like the time when he was holding
you back.
I was really expecting Kurosaki to just walk up and just tap him in the face.
I was expecting you to rip him in half.
Well, no, he's just
gotten in my way. You've gotten our way long enough. Just pow.
No, through Yu's eyes, he's just a civilian. So she can't kill civilians.
So get this.
Huh?
Toripos Donnery, a.k.a. the immortal jellyfish, is a species of small, biological, immortal jellyfish found in the Mediterranean Sea and in the waters of Japan.
It's based off an immortal jellyfish.
Bam.
It is one of the few known cases of animals capable of reverting completely to a sexual immature culinary stage after having reached sexual maturity as a solitary individual.
Okay.
Science with Gar.
So you could say, you know,
She
regenerated.
Cool.
But yeah, I'm genuinely surprised, and I have no words for how shocked I am that Nagase is still alive.
You know what? At this point, I find myself actually rooting for the guy. Like, good job for surviving this long.
Now you just set his life and death.
You triggered his red flag.
That is fine with me.
In next week's episode, apparently Jin, like, attacks him or something. So, we'll see.
You smell like my son. I'm going to...
Where is he?
I don't like my son.
Where are they?
You smell like my son. You must die.
You must die. I just love how when Chihiro's just, like, sitting around in the city and, like, this woman walks by and, like, he starts, like, feeling the hunger. My brain just went, he's got the urge. Natural botanicals. He's got the urge to eat her.
Okay. Now I have a funny joke. Just, if Haruka met up to Chihiro, you know, Chihiro, I would have done the same thing if I were you. You would have bitten my mom and then had a first for her. Well, to be fair, Chihiro, your mom is hot. Dude, not cool.
She's hot. We can all agree.
Yes.
And then I think Jin, like, spouted this bullshit where just, like, apparently he's like, oh, yeah, your mom told me that if you lost your humanity, I'm supposed to bring you to where she is. You know, in hell!
Because he molested a wall painting.
That's a lot to glean from a fucking piece of art.
I mean, yes, he did molest a wall painting.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
I chose to blank that out, so thank you.
Wait a minute.
One, two, three.
Where's
Haruka?
Four.
Haruka doesn't have a dad.
He
doesn't have a dad. He was says to, baby. He's X-23.
It's Kano!
So where did his semen come from?
Kano!
From an Amazon, probably.
No, Kano.
From what Amazon?
I don't fucking know.
Jin.
What
just
Jin?
The
Jin
cell.
Is also Haruka's dad.
That would make Chihiro and Haruka brothers.
Oh, that's why they have similar suit designs! Oh! What?
I swear to God.
Stop with this bullshit.
That'd be fun. It could happen. It could happen.
When am I ever wrong?
That's true.
That would explain why Haruka has, like, been so... doesn't really have to have many memories.
Ichi's making
the
Culette face!
It's like, even if it's true, it doesn't fucking matter! What impact does that possibly have on the plot? You think
everything!
What does it matter? They're all just gonna die!
This isn't Genro Uchi.
It could be.
I mean, with last episode, and then an atomic bomb comes in.
So,
and then Godzilla is born from the God, Godzilla's just a giant Amazon.
So pretty much this episode is about everyone shitting their pants over Chihiro, and then everyone hunts him the fuck down.
Which, we got a pretty awesome, intense fight between Jin and Chihiro, which was cool.
Jin is on, or Chihiro is on the run now. He's a fugitive. What does he do? He sits his ass down.
And then he gets his ass gunned the fuck down by the firing squad.
How are you still up after that?
Like, it would make Amazon, that's how. That was never a question.
It would make sense.
Yeah, I mean, Hawker's been fucking cuckyoined how many times now?
That's true.
It would make sense if he was, like, in an abandoned warehouse or, like, in an apartment building.
Somewhere that constitutes
actually,
a
was filming
building.
That he's week,
out
that's
in
why.
The middle of, like, he's out
in a city
blue.
Street.
He's like, oh god, what did I do?
At least when Alpha found him, he was like hiding under a bridge.
Like E.T.
Sure. But,
I liked how after that fight, he just falls off a fucking bridge.
Yeah.
Also, we got the first time in Kamen Rider history a henshin while laying down.
Yeah.
After he gets gunned down. Are you sure about that?
Are you sure? What? Do you have a counter to that?
Oh, wait,
are
no.
Guy. 100% sure.
But he didn't mention while lying down.
Quick guard, into the memories
right,
of the earth.
Right.
Just have to watch every single.
The Planet Bookshelves.
You just need to watch every single Kamen Rider episode.
God damn it.
Every Kamen Rider henshin compilation go.
I will find it.
I'm still waiting for the day that we get just a fucking villain rider just sitting down on a chair. And just goes henshin, cross-legged, just transforms in his chair.
I feel like that's something Dan should have done by now.
Yeah, or Masamune.
Sure.
Or nobody, because that sounds fucking lame.
You're lame.
Actually, that does sound
I'm
pretty
lame.
Cool.
You're
I
lame.
Think it'd be cool.
Or like, he's relaxed in his chair, he says henshin and gets up and transforms as he's getting up.
No, don't even get up. Stay in the chair.
No. Going to sit down and henshin as he sits down and then crosses his legs.
Maybe. And he needs... Whatever the context of the location is, the chair needs to be at a higher elevation than the people he's fighting, just so he can lord over them.
I have the high ground.
It's just some Dr.
It's over, Chihiro. I have the high... And you fell.
It's over, Dad. I fell. No. It's over, Anakin. I have the higher ground.
Oh God, it was so.
You
understand.
It was kind of when Jin finds Chihiro. It was somehow cool, yet also somehow jarring. Where like Jin is like Amazon, and then like transforms, but we don't see it or hear it. We just cut to Chihiro, and then we cut back, and he's just tensioned, and I'm just like, bah!
God.
When your friend tries to get you into Toku.
I still love those gray eyes, though. They're like. They just work so well on the suit.
Watch that be one of the fucking exclusive Tomashi pre-order bullshits for the new figure arts.
I hope not.
No. The head only comes with the dual pack of both Amazon's drivers.
No! Yeah, just with the Neo Amazon driver exclusively. Comes with the figure arts Alpha Grave Eyes version head.
The true fan triple pack.
No, even better. The Kamen Rider Amazon's Figure Art Ultimate Pack with everyone but Alpha's new head.
Includes half of Kano.
It's the legs and not the other toes.
Yeah, just the legs because they can't get the
rest
to it.
That's where they went!
Pre-order 2 and you get the exclusive bendable Tachibana figure!
But wait, there's more. If you pre-order now by calling this number... You'll also receive Haruka's dead parents.
The first 500.
And all of this for a wonderful deal of $29.95 plus shipping and handling.
With 26 payments of $29.95.
Featuring Kenner's 1983 dead Ewok figure.
First 500 orders come with crushed Mamo.
Great, now you're making me think about those custom figures of just dead Uncle Owen and Aunt Beru. Just charred skeletons.
No, it's the dead Ewok. Where it's just an Ewok turned backwards, turned on its side.
Order online and get the Sigma with the hole in his chest figure.
No, get dead Sigma. It's just a bunch of slime in a jar.
Okay, we need
with a belt in it.
Sigma, what happened? You slimed me.
We need like We need, like, a picture of, like, an Amazon's head. Any of them, it doesn't matter, on just Billy Mays' body, and that's the thumbnail.
What the
heck? You know what? Make
Billy
it even
Mays!
Worse. Make it even Billy worse. Mays. Make it the original Amazon's bike's head.
Billy
just
Mays
to start off being like, that's a cool helmet. Who's that? Oh, that's
oh yeah. Chihiro was like, Chihiro was so upset with what happened, he, like, fucking totaled his bike. So I'm like, good job. Because, like, we don't see him with the Jung Raider anymore, so it's just like, alright.
Do you think when it happened, the bike went, ow, asshole?
No.
Fuck!
That hurt.
No, it went, ah.
Ah! No, it just went, roar. Because the bike roars.
It's on the ground sideways, and the front wheel is violently turning and it's going, ah. The front tire's starting to deflate.
Ah!
No, it legit needs to, like, just get up on its, like, back part. Ah!
Since he's no longer riding on it, would you say that it's been die set down?
Oh. I already made that joke last week! Fuck you!
What is this, old Yeller remake starring Brian Griffin?
Hopefully, like that, this will end up with the protagonist getting shot to death.
Chihiro decides, like, fuck you, Dad, I want to live, and then, like, tries to fight him, and then...
You never understood me, Dad!
And then it looks like Jin, like, is almost about to win, but then, he goes wild form, and, like, even Jin, you can, like, he's in his rider form still, but even, you can still tell his face was just, like, the... Fuck.
I think my favorite part was there was like a quick thing where he's like trying to find the back wall, and he's like, oh god, he's freaking the fuck out. He can't see this one. He's freaking the fuck out.
Yeah, he knows something's fucking wrong.
It just annoys me that they're cock-teasing us with his full appearance. He just like throws his tendrils to distract Alpha, and then he fucks off.
Pass into the Amazon.
Yep. Yeah. And then,
he's got the six arms.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nanoha gets revealed at the end, which, honestly, that's cool!
I'm just glad, despite how nonsensical it is, I'm glad she's still around.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
No, we don't need more facts about the jellyfish!
No, I'm gonna look up a video.
No.
Shido didn't know who Nanoha was, right?
Hi, Billy! I don't think so.
Damn, I was gonna make a joke.
Why, what?
I was gonna say Shido wanted to be in Nanoha, not the other way around.
Oh. Anyways. Are you gonna have this thing soon, Gar?
Yeah.
Well, while we're waiting for that, next week everyone tries to kill Chihiro again.
And next week's episode is called Shing the Rubicon.
It's either Shing or Xing.
I think it's Shing.
Or it could be, like, fucking Japan and it's Crossing.
Oh, Crossing the Rubicon?
Oh, that's probably it.
Good job, Noble. That's why we have you on the show.
Them and their bullshit
no, it's
ways
not.
Of using the letter X.
No, it's not. You just wanted an extra body.
Crossing.
It was season two. It was season two of your show, so you just wanted an extra new character to... That's
okay,
the show.
I can't find it, sadly.
Okay, what was it?
It was going to be the Suburban Nights clip of like, oh, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
I'm not sure if we mentioned this before, but I noticed the new Omega helmet. It has a visor too, but it's a clear visor.
Well, yeah,
like
I said,
has the yellow one.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a clear one.
That's cool.
Okay.
I was saying while Alpha and Neo were fighting that I think it'd be awesome if, like, Jin stole the Neo Amazon's driver and became, like, a new Alpha, and it just, like, while Henshin fixed his eyes.
Meanwhile,
yeah.
It was Sigma.
Just cuts to
it's
the fucking court scene where he died.
No, it's like...
He just comes back, new Sigma?
No, just turns his head. So what did happen to like Sigma's goop?
He dissolved?
The cleanup crew came
to
take it.
No, he becomes Slimer.
No.
What most likely happened was the landscaper guy came in with the hose and sprayed it into the drain.
Yeah, like a Watchman.
He's gonna become a sewer mutant.
Okay.
Stop.
Gar, stop. I know you're wearing a green shirt, but it doesn't mean you're Slimer. In the words of Bill Murray.
Anywho.
Yeah, so this is the Amazons. We cracked open some cold ones with the boys. It was a good time. I'm starting to get a little drunk, but I'm just going to finish this beer, and then that's it for me. So,
yeah. Last episode was the one when Chihiro went all fucked up, right?
Chihiro just, like,
last week was the first one where he went, you know.
Everyone. Yeah, make sure everyone.
Make sure to buy Mario Odyssey out this October.
October 27th.
So,
sooner than I expected.
He's got new hats.
So,
he's
Lane,
got a new hat. Why? Give me.
Shut up. Noble's trying to talk.
Would you consider Tachibana to be a cold person?
Oh, because Chihiro cracked him.
He tried to crack open a cold one.
Yeah.
I gave.
Now I
there,
know
I made the meme. I'm done.
I gave zero fucks.
Now I know I'd have to fucking name the episode. Thanks, assholes.
Cracking a cold one.
Cracking a cold one.
Cracking open a cold one.
Can the thumbnail for this be Jin from the first episode of Amazon's cracking open the egg?
Again?
No, it's because
he's cracking open a cold one.
No, you have to Photoshop a beer in his hand. Just a can of beer. Can of Sapporo, to be exact.
God, could you imagine that? Just breaking open a beer bottle and shot, or a beer can and shotgunning it from your
belt?
Well,
I mean, there's the thing where, like, people, stupid teenagers, like, fucking crack open a beer. They drink the whole thing, and then they smash the can on their foreheads because they think they're cool.
So,
because wrestling taught them that.
So, sorry, what the fuck is the thumbnail?
So, the thumbnail's going to be that scene where, you remember when Jin was cracking the egg on,
but
like, his
we're not
driver?
Talking about season one, though.
No, but it's still funny because he's
no!
cracking. No! No, yes. And instead of
okay,
the egg, you
okay,
have to Photoshop
fine. Make
a can of Sapporo beer
logo.
Guys,
over the egg.
Guys, it's simple.
But that was last
we
week's
killed
episode.
The Batman.
We killed the bat.
That was last week's episode, though.
Oh, wait.
Okay.
Wait a minute. The bat did die. Sounds funny.
Yeah, rest in peace, Adam West. You're one of my childhood heroes.
Adam West, what do you think about this week's episode?
I really don't like where you're heading.
It was great.
That's Tony the Tiger.
I feel like Adam West would be fucking horrified by Amazon.
See, I didn't need a muscle.
Yeah.
I didn't need a muscle suit. Me?
It was all grade A.
Pure
Adam West.
West. Anyways, follow us on Facebook. Like us on Twitter.
Top of the morning to you.
Subscribe to us on
castrager.podbean.com.
I know, I did on purpose. Fuck you.
See, Lane, this is why I write this shit down.
I don't need to write it down. I just remain competent.
This is my show. I wing it every single time. Just like I do at cons.
Yeah, right.
I don't follow any schedules. I don't go to panels and shit. I just wing it. And
oh, you're winging
see
it,
all
right. Right into a jet engine.
Oh.
Usually when I fly, I wing it.
What, Noble?
I said usually when I fly, I wing it.
Oh, shit. Yeah, so that's the episode. Bye, everybody. Crack open a cold one with your boys.
No! Today.
Bye.
I hate myself so much.